Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
In this episode of Ours to Protect, which is brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee, we'll be discussing solar panels, as one in three people believe, incorrectly, that solar panels only generate electricity when the sun is shining. The research was carried out by Bord Gáis Energy, which says while sunshine certainly helps boost performance, modern solar systems are designed to operate efficiently, even on cloudy or rainy days. Midlands 103's Claire Lawler has been out and about asking people in the Midlands if they're considering installing solar panels.
I would be interested in it, and I know they do have the grants on it. They are worth the investment, but the technology is changing so much.
Do you think solar panels only work when the sun is shining?
No, it still would work even without the rain on it. It would be just lower power on it.
If your neighbour got solar panels, would that influence your decision?
No.
Yes, I would consider installing solar panels in my home, and I am aware of the grants available. I definitely do think solar panels are worth the investment, especially if your electricity use is high. I am aware that you can sell your electricity back to the grid, and yes, it would be an incentive to get the solar panels in.
I'm not aware of all the grants in place, and it's not something I'd be looking at the moment. I don't think our house is efficient enough to get the benefits.
Are you aware of the solar electricity grants in place?
Yes, I am, and I wouldn't consider it at my age. I think the age is the thing, you know. People in their 70s are not going to bother because they wouldn't get their money back on it.
Would Ireland's weather put you off solar panels?
No, because I know they work without actual sun.
Would you ever consider installing solar panels on your home, and are you aware of the solar electricity grants in place?
Yes, I'm aware of both, and yes, I would be. They're still a bit expensive, even with a grant.
Would Ireland's weather put you off getting them?
No, it wouldn't put me off getting them. They work all the time.
I would put them up. I know there are grants, but I don't know a lot about them.
Do you think solar panels are worth the investment for people?
I'm not sure about here. Like, in some of your countries, I'd say they're probably worth more, but the return would probably be okay.
Did you know that you can actually make money by selling extra solar power back to the grid?
I didn't know, but it would definitely be a factor in the decision, yeah.
Yeah, I would consider installing solar panels on my home, and I was aware that there's grants available. I'm not really sure whether they are worth the investment for people. If my neighbours got them, I probably would consider it.
I am very glad to say I'm joined by the retrofit manager at Bord Gáis Energy, Valerie Hand, to discuss solar panels a bit further. Valerie, very good morning to you.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having us on.
It seems as I go past houses on a regular basis, day by day, I'm seeing more and more solar panels. That's an anecdotal representation. Are we seeing large growth in this area of renewable energy?
We absolutely are now. I have even noticed myself, as you drive around different suburban areas, you would see that a higher and higher percentage have solar panels installed, and quite recently installed as well. This year now, solar has actually contributed 6.5% of our total electricity generation in Ireland, and that is double the amount generated from last year. So you can see there has been a real market uptake on solar PV in the domestic market in such a short space of time as the population realises the value of having it installed.
There's word of mouth then as well. So there's a large element of, if you know your neighbour and you see them get it and they tell you it works, then that must be something that helps spread the message ultimately.
It absolutely does as well. I mean, the first thing that you or anybody who gets a solar PV installed in the property is going to see is that drastic, dramatic and almost immediate reduction in the bi-monthly bill that we receive in. So solar will cut your bill by 50 to 70% on average. And this is a statistic that we have taken from covering properties all over the country. On top of that, if you are then selling your energy back to the grid, you have a further discount on that bill month in, month out, for the rest of the time that you're actually living in that property. And as these systems have a warranty of approximately 30 years, you can expect to see that kind of saving because that system is covered and expected to work at full capacity for that amount of time.
Okay, good stuff. And obviously, there's an upfront cost, but at the moment, there is support available in that perspective.
There is. The SEAI support the installation with a grant that is currently capped at 1,800. Now, obviously, ourselves in the market would always like to see and be interested to see an increase in that contribution, But because it is a measure that's installed in properties that in a way generates revenue and saves and saves and saves for the lifetime of the product, you can understand why the grant is currently at that rate right now. But that rate is about 20% of an overall cost of a full installation and the job done.
We're all feeling the pinch energy-wise as well. So the savings that you've underlined there, I suppose, they're coming into particular focus considering recent announcements across the board.
They are. And I think that if you install something like solar or any other energy efficiency measure on your property, it is a way of future-proofing your income and the cost of your utility bills going forward. It's never any harm to have that kind of eye on the future.
Tell us this, if I got solar panels on my home and then at some point down the line I'm moving house, that must confer on the house then an increased market value to some degree?
In two ways it does. So it's an obvious increase in the BER rating of your property, which would have an impact on the value. And then because it is a cleaner, greener property as well, it would have a higher value in the market.
And in
anybody looking to purchase, sorry.
Sorry, and the kind of lifespan of a standard solar panels that people might fit to their homes then, well, what are they expecting? How long can they expect for them to be fully operational?
30 years. And oh, that is what the warranties on those systems are as well. So it's not bad considering it only takes about 2 days to get it installed.
Okay, good stuff. And in terms of upkeep and maintenance, is there fiddling around to do? Does it take a constant sort of maintenance in that respect?
No, it's not like an appliance or like a heating system, as in a boiler or a heat pump that needs to be serviced annually. That type of system can be left alone unless you think there's something up with it or if you need an upgrade in the electrics in the house. You can leave that system working away there and you can actually track its performance through the apps that accompany the installation or even by the savings that you're generating on your bill as you review them every time they come in.
What if somebody listening this morning wants to learn more about this? How do you guys approach a new customer?
If anybody wants to pop in any interest or if they want to speak to somebody, just go onto the website there at Bord Gáis Energy and in the middle across the top, there's a link to home energy upgrades and then they can just follow the steps there.
Valerie, you've been great with your time. I much appreciate you taking the call to talk us through that.
Not at all, Dave. Thanks for asking us on.
There you go. The sun mightn't shine, but you'll still be able to harness energy. And as I said, if you want more on climate change, Ours to Protect will be back on Thursday, the 25th of September at 20 past 11. You can learn more on midlands103.com and it's brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with the TV licence fee.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.